Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. And just like that, Packers football returns. On Saturday afternoon, Packers-Browns preseason game number one. Joining us in studios, ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel, who is counting down the minutes to the return of football.
Yeah, we still, a little over 24 hours, but, get some stuff done in the morning tomorrow and then, kind of ease into the afternoon of the 3:25 kickoff. Yeah.
So I'm a pretty casual Packers fan.
Okay.
Why would I want to watch tomorrow's game?
Okay, so there are a couple of positional battles that are going on, but first you need to know where to watch it because typically these games would be on Channel 4 because they're part of the Packers television network. However, because of the Olympics, it is not on Channel 4. So ION Channel 55 is where this thing is going to be aired. If you're somebody like me who has YouTube TV, well, get yourself an antenna, or you can stream Packers.com on desktops only. Can't do it through a tablet. Can't do it through your phone.
So ION isn't on YouTube TV?
ION, I do not believe, is on YouTube TV. At least I have not seen it, although, let's be honest. I don't really watch ION. I don't know what's on ION. I'm not searching out ION on YouTube TV. I know I've got the antenna hooked up to my television, Perfect. So I know I can find Channel 55 there. But to answer your question of why you should watch tomorrow's game, I would start first and foremost with the kicking competition going on between Anders Carlson and Greg Joseph. They're tightly locked into a kicking battle right now. Initially, when they brought in a second kicker, I thought this was going to be just a token competition. From all accounts up in Green Bay, it is not. Whoever wins this is going to be the Packers kicker. And we know, again, game or two, you have that kicker that you can rely upon, can make a big difference throughout the course of a season. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is kind of seeing how snaps divvy out for some of the wide receivers. And that can be kind of tough to monitor because starters aren't expected to play that much for the Packers. But it's more about, okay, who is going to be out there? Not necessarily how they play in this game, but who do they trust right now? Because Dontavian Wicks, somebody who I was very high on, was getting very high praise from the coaching staff last year. During the team periods of family night last week, he was a distant fourth behind Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson and Jaden Reed. So they have a talented wide receiving core. It's very deep, but you can only have so many guys on the field at a single time. So kind of knowing what to expect, kind of keeping an eye on that.
Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee 94.5 joins us in studio. So one thing that you will notice when you watch the game tomorrow, too, that'll be very different than years past, the kickoffs will be slightly tweaked.
Yeah, so they called it the XFL kickoff rule, which the XFL league, which was the UFL, didn't even use this year, which is interesting. But the kicker's going to be standing by himself, kicking it into the kicking zone, has to kick it between the 20-yard line and the goal line. And then, I believe by the 25 and the 30 is where all the blocking and is going to be happening. So the kickoff coverage unit can be at the 30, kickoff unit is at the 25, try to block thereafter, and they can't move until the ball is touched. So the NFL's been trying to figure this out. Coaching staffs, there are a lot of articles out there that think this is going to be a bleep show.
I hope so. I kind of want it to be.
So, they're trying to get the kickoff back into the game. Yeah. They're hoping that this ultimately ends up being the way to do it, because previously, most of the balls were just getting kicked out of the end zone, and it was a good time to get up and go to the bathroom, get yourself another beverage, what have you. So they want the kickoff to mean something, and the Packers certainly want it to mean something too, because Keyshawn Nixon's been a really good kickoff returner. Don't know how that really affects him and his role. Clearly, he's going to be a big part of their defense as their nickelback, but he's been all-pro kickoff returner the last 2 years, and that's been a big part of setting up their offense for success.
ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel, football returns. We won't have a weekend without football until after the Super Bowl in February.
Crazy to think about. Absolutely crazy to think about.
And there's a lot of people now like, oh, are you kidding me?
And there's a lot of people going, yes!
Yes! Thank you, Gabe.
Yeah, anytime.